These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending March 29th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Since 2010, the Huawei Cybersecurity Evaluation Center, or HCSEC, has examined hardware and software deployed in UK telecoms. In 2014, a board chaired by National Cybersecurity Center head Ciaran Martin took over oversight of the HCSEC. The board is made up of UK government reps, Huawei company reps, and telecom reps. Last year's report from the oversight board raised concerns over vulnerabilities, but found no evidence of espionage. This year's report found serious and systematic defects and slams Huawei for not doing enough to fix vulnerabilities. All issues relate to basic engineering competence and cybersecurity hygiene, reads the report, and the NCSC does not believe that the defects identified are a result of Chinese state interference. However, no material progress has been made by Huawei in the remediation of the issues reported last year, according to the report, and the report does note that architectural controls can limit exploitation of network elements not explicitly exposed to the internet, and such controls, along with good OPSEC, are critical to managing residual risks. Now, the report does say it will be difficult to appropriately risk manage future products in the context of UK deployments until Huawei's software engineering and cybersecurity processes are remediated. Huawei promised to spend $2 billion to fix bugs, but the oversight board has not seen anything, in its words, to give it confidence in Huawei's ability to bring about change via its transformation program. The board continued to say it would need sustained evidence of better software engineering and cybersecurity quality to change its assessment, and Huawei responded by once again promising to invest $2 billion to improve capabilities, saying it takes the concerns in the report very seriously. Reuters reports China's Beijing Kunlun Tech Company is looking to sell Grindr, the dating app it bought in 2018. The company had planned an IPO, but is shifting now to an auction process to sell off the company. Reuters sources say the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States has expressed concerns that Kunlun having access to Grindr customer data could constitute a security risk. Kunlun is one of China's largest gaming companies and also part of a consortium that bought Norway's Opera Limited in 2016. Google has launched the Advanced Technology External Advisory Council, 8 people who will advise on ethical issues relating to AI. The panel includes mathematician Boubacar Ba, former U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Joseph Burns, and University of Bath computer scientist Associate Professor Joanna Bryson. A paper published in preliminary form ahead of a presentation at the IEEE Symposium on Security and Privacy described potential privacy and security risks of preloaded software on Android. The study looked at 82,501 pre-installed Android apps across 1,700 devices made by 214 vendors. It found that a large number of actors tracked and obtained personal information without the user's awareness, and most cannot be deleted. Most used third-party SDKs for advertising and user tracking, and self-signed certificates often made it difficult to know who developed an app. Often standard app permission requests were sidestepped with custom permissions, sometimes in the hundreds. The researchers recommend the implementation of global certificates and documentation of the pre-installed apps. Asus confirmed that its live update tool had been targeted by advanced persistent threat attacks as discovered by Kaspersky Lab. Asus customer service has been reaching out to affected users. Asus says the backdoor exploit has been fixed in the latest version of its live update software and that it has introduced end-to-end encryption and more security verification tools for customers. Telegram version 5.5 has added the ability for users to delete any messages in one-on-one or group chats, even if you're not the sender. This would affect all threads and inboxes the messages were sent to, though it does not affect notifications. It also does not affect users of Telegram prior to 5.5. Telegram founder Pavel Durov says this was needed to allow users to delete communication that could be taken out of context years later and provide complete control. Finally, Motherboard reported that Kaspersky Labs found malicious actors had comprised a server for software update tool from Asus, causing it to install a malicious backdoor to thousands of computers over 5 months in 2018. That file, called Shadowhammer, appeared as a signed update from ASUS, and researchers estimated it hit roughly 500,000 machines. The malware would look for particular MAC addresses and call back to a fake ASUS support site to download a second stage backdoor. That is, of course, the file that we earlier reported has been patched. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.